All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is March 14th, 2024. For the record, I'm Phil Albrecht, hearing examiner for Kitsap County. This morning, we're holding a hearing on a conditional use permit application, file number 22-03160. The hearing format for today will be, we'll start off with a presentation from staff. And then once staff is finished, we'll move on to the applicant. Then we'll go to public comment. After public comment is done, we'll move back to staff and applicants. So with that, first, let's deal with the exhibits that are to be put into the record. And let me, can I share my screen? Looks like I can actually. Perfect. All right. So you see on the screen there is a list of exhibits that are going to be considered for this application. We have 29 of them. And Caitlin, do we have anyone other than the applicant here today? Who's present? Do you know?
We don't have anyone in the room. We have one person online, K.A. Miller.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I'll explain what these documents are a little bit more. Then these are the documents that staff has put together for consideration of the application. I'm only allowed to consider the documents that are in the record and nothing else. And as you can see there, we've got the application, the landscape plan, the storm drainage plan, building elevations. We have environmental review, health department approval, floor plans, civil plans for the project, and emails and landscaping photos and plans and stormwater conditions. So at this point, I just want to ask if anyone has any objection over entry of these documents in the record. If you do, just press on the virtual hand at the bottom of your screen or say, I object. Okay, hearing, seeing no objections, I'll go ahead and enter exhibits 1 through 29. So who's going to be our staff presenter today? Oh, there she is, Ms. Barnhart. Ms. Barnhart, yeah, let me swear in. Just raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
All right. Good morning. Kathleen Barnhart, Senior Planner, Kitsap County Department of Community Development. As you noted, we are here this morning for the hearing of the Conditional Use Permit 22-03160, Wolf Dog Daycare or Wet Noses Dog Daycare. Before I begin my presentation, I do want to note the addition of exhibit number 30, which was the revised staff report that was sent around yesterday. Just to note, there were no substantive changes, no changes to the analysis or results and conditions. It was just an error in notation on some property boundary and directional matters. So I do want to note that.
Okay. Any objections over entry of the revised staff report as exhibit 30? Okay. Hearing, seeing none, that's admitted. Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Barnhart.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen.
Okay. Oh, let me stop my share. Here we go.
Thank you. So I'll start by helping us get our bearings with location. The proposed dog daycare is located in Central Kitsap off Seebeck Highway at the intersection with Orange Drive Northwest. The zoning for both of the parcels, including this proposal, is rural commercial, highlighted in green here on the screen. And then the property just to the west of that. So a little more on the project background. As noted, the use covers two parcels on just over 2 acres. Until mid-2022, the site housed a retail nursery and garden supply store. Some portions of the perimeter contain existing mature vegetation, including large conifers that you can see in the photos there. But largely the site contains 5 structures with gravel substrate in between the structures and the previous parking areas. There is a fish type stream that does run along the southern boundary of the parcels, along with the ravine identified as an erosion hazard area. The photos here are from the critical areas report. That top photo there is taken near the center of the property, looking south at the existing nursery store that will be converted into the main office and check-in. That bottom photo was taken at the pole barn looking southeast, and the plant stands are going to be removed. The barn is going to be converted into that main indoor play area. So this kennel dog daycare use in the rural commercial zone requires and is proposed under this Type 3 conditional use permit. The proposal exhibits, namely the revised project narrative, go into further detail, but just in summary, There are no new impervious surfaces or structures proposed, with the exception of some new internal fencing for the dog play areas, and that a commercial building permit or permits will still be required to verify structures meet current commercial building standards. Operations are proposed from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., 7 days a week. It is expected that about 2 to 3 customers will be at the site at a time during regular drop-off and pickup times. 3 employees are expected to be there at a time, probably about 6 total. There are 9 parking stalls proposed, which is fewer than from the existing use. There will be no overnight or company vehicles. And again, that existing vegetation and enhancements will be added for screening there. There you can see the access coming in off of Seebeck Highway, and it immediately turns Orange Drive running along the side there. So this slide shows a little more of a layout of what each existing structure will or will not be utilized for, as well as the fencing and the new parking layout. So the existing garage is going to be the indoor kennel runs. The greenhouse will be the indoor open play area. And what was the nursery, business entrance, and office building is going to be converted into the customer service area for pickup and drop off, an assessment room for new customers, and then office in the back.
Hi, I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. Like I said, I do have to take just a little 5-minute recess. I apologize for that. I will be right.
No worries.
Okay, sorry about that.